This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the website. You submit something online, you see, you think's interesting, maybe you think our other listeners will appreciate it. You submit it to the site, and then others get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So we all got up bright and early this morning to go out to support Mark. Mark, you were on trial. You were going into Newport, New Hampshire's district court for a speeding ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
Newport, not a very big place. It's, I don't know, is it the county seat where we were? It's not very big at all.
I don't know.
It's just a little strip of Main Street, basically, and the courtroom was pretty small.
Yeah, I don't think they didn't have two of them, just one little courtroom.
Yeah, so we all got up, left here, drove up that, about an hour's drive, and I would say about 8 to 10 people came out to support you this morning, bright and early.
It was a good showing.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have wanted any more, you know, like a 20 or 30 activists probably would have been too much, in my opinion.
So I thought it went very well. I mean, all things considered, you ended up being found guilty, which, of course, you pretty much go into these things expecting.
I had no expectation, right? I'd be found anything else.
Right. You had some good questions that you asked during the trial. There was some good objections that you made. You actually had a couple objections sustained.
Yeah, I made about 10 objections. Thanks to jurisdictionary.com, because quite frankly, I wouldn't have known how to do everything without it. And also, I took some tips from Bill Domenico, who had a trial previously, and a couple
who actually won his trial. Yeah. Bill's an activist who's been up here.
But the thing about this is that it really just depends on the luck of the draw as far as the judge goes.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to try to...
Because you made the same points he did, yeah. And you got found guilty, and he was found not guilty. So it's all totally arbitrary. But I actually posted the video of Bill's trial a couple days ago over at freekeen.com, so people can actually see that if they want to. We do have video of yours. I just haven't had a chance to even touch it yet. So we'll get around to that at some point, because there was actually some other video footage today that was much more interesting.
Well, at my trial, before you get on to that, and it is more interesting.
Right, right.
There were a couple of there were some hats worn in the courtroom. There was some gum chewed.
There was one in particular that was definitely very irate about anything. Basically,
yeah, he didn't want things to go as they shouldn't in his courtroom.
Well, he gave this long soliloquy about what you cannot do in the courtroom, and it included things like embracing one another, holding hands.
Right.
Kissing, affection, like all these different...
I was shocked by that.
Yeah, things you never heard before. I mean, you've been in a lot of courtrooms, Ian.
I have.
And I have, you know, been in a few myself. You never hear this preamble from the bailiff before the trial even starts. It's like, the tyranny is here, and I'm just going to clarify it for you all.
Yeah, I wish I had my camera rolling while he was giving that oration, and it was just so ludicrous. Next time I'm in that court, I want to go and hold hands with somebody, simply because it's so outrageous. I mean, it's right along with the whole no dancing at the Jefferson Memorial thing, the idea that, you know, if you're sitting next to a loved one, that you couldn't put your arms around that person, or an arm around that person. Yes. So absolutely outrageous.
There was also comments made in the courtroom about no dancing and that kind of thing.
Well, there was one guy that joked about it.
Yes.
One of the bailiffs.
No break dancing.
Yeah, because we were just making comments out loud about the absurdity of the rules of the court. And at one point, he kind of jokes like, no break dancing. And it was kind of funny.
I think it kind of benefited, I guess, to say us or the individuals that showed up for this, in the fact that Lance was there, because Lance is very keyed into what we're doing.
Who is that?
Lance is the bailiff. He's in charge of the bailiffs for this, basically, I think, Cheshire County.
Yeah, he's like the chief bailiff, and it's actually... He has six courts, and they're all around. But, you know, Lance is an easygoing guy that really doesn't want any trouble. He's going to do what the judge says to do.
Right, definitely.
But, you know, he doesn't create any new problems.
Well, at some
problems.
Point, Lance stopped the bailiff from flipping out with the, I believe it was the hat thing.
And yeah,
he told him, let the judge rule on that, and basically squelched it. The bailiff went back, talked to the judge. He comes back and talks to Lance, and I hear him say, the judge is not going to rule. So basically, the judge isn't going to make a decision. He's not going to bring
He's
up the hat
He's not going to address it.
And then the same thing with the gum chewing. That same bailiff was just flipping out.
Now, also, you'll have to understand, when I was standing up in front of, in the seat up in front of the judge, I didn't stand up when the guy walked in. So there
neither
I was.
Did we.
Yeah, well, sure, you guys are back in the gallery area. I mean, there I am. He's looking down so that he purposely doesn't see people not standing. And it's just very – this judge was pretty laid back about all that. I think he had his mind made up on this ticket that even though he sustained some of my objections and that kind of thing, that he wasn't going to let this go through. There was no pretrial. I mean, literally, it just went wham, right into the trial. I didn't even get a chance to make any pretrial motions at all. There was no closing statements, nothing. It was very strange.
It was very abbreviated.
Yeah. Yeah, and he wanted this to go on as short as possible. There was a French TV crew, whatever, that was there filming stuff, and I think that the judge wanted to make this, get this out of the way and make it as official as possible. But it was a railroad.
So the boys from Liberty on Tour were there with us, Pete Ademo and Bo from LibertyOnTour.com. We've actually got Pete and Ademo on the line with us here. Good evening, gents.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's
going great. Thanks for coming out bright and early this morning. You kind of took a little bit of time out from your travels, the official itinerary of the Liberty on Tour, Free State Friendship Tour, where you're touring around New Hampshire, going from different area to different area and getting involved in various different activism and starting activisms and events in different areas. And you took some time out to come support Mark today, and that was great. We had a nice 420 yesterday as well. The French guy was in town doing his TV shooting, and so we kind of put through a 420 for him, and I thought that went really well. But you guys came out, you brought out Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, this morning to Newport, New Hampshire, and we've never been to Newport before. This was the first time that Newport had experienced any level of activism that I'm aware of. And I'm glad you guys were there, because you made a real stand when it comes to when it came to having hats on in court. And also, Pete, you were chewing some gum at one point, and the bailiffs didn't like that, or one bailiff did not like that very much.
Yeah, that's right. This is a demo, and I'd like to echo what JJ said, and that's that we're a good thing that Lance was there, because he came over and stopped the bailiffs from aggressing on us, and even though he had still some work to do, it was a little bit...
I'm sorry, you're a little bit garbled there. It's kind of difficult to understand you.
All right, Ian. We'll call you back at my number, Ian.
No problem. We'll take a call back from them here in a moment at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, what he was saying is this: the head agent stepped in and stopped this bureaucrat from continuing to aggress against them, and it completely diffused that particular situation. The man in the robe ignored four people, I think, wearing hats, because one of the other locals in the Keene area also came in with his hat on as well, which, it's nice to see that happening. And one of the other things, there's going to be footage of this, of course, but... one of the things that goes on is they want to crack down on this, but if people ask a simple question when they're told to take the hat off, the question is something to the effect of, are you asking or are you ordering? Because a lot of the times, they're just asking.
They're asking in a really gruff and abrupt way.
Exactly,
yeah. And so that was a question that Pete and Ademo were asking back to this particular bailiff or security agent, and he did make it clear
the hat off. Right. Like, he wasn't asking.
No, I think he did say he was asking. I'm asking you to take that hat off.
I can't remember
at one point.
It eventually got the judge's order sort of thing, and then I think Ademo asked if it was a law or an order, and then, to see the law, if it was in fact.
Yeah, I recall that.
So I think we've got, is it Pete and Ademo back here? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Much better. So, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, yeah, we were just talking about being up there in Newport. It was a good showing with the folks there, and the cop rocking that happened was pretty epic as well.
Right. I was just trying to say before we got cut off, I apologize about that, is that I echo what JJ said. It was good for us, the Keene people that were out there, that Lance was in the courtroom today, because he kind of knows what we're about, and he kind of can... way off. I mean, and essentially at the end of the day, though he just still has some room to go and he's still a bailiff who does aggress on peaceful people at times, he did keep us from being harassed today, and we've also in return made his job easier. They not no longer have to mess with people who are wearing hats or chewing gum.
Let's talk about the rest of what happened today. You guys can stick with us for a bit, right? Yep. We're coming up here in a moment. A Free Talk Live. We busted a cup. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got archives. You can click, you can download as many of them as you'd like right there at freetalklive.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the last week's worth, and then if you click into the archives section, that takes you all the way back to late 2006. Year's worth of archives totally free for you over at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Value of fiat currencies all over the world is going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We're recapping what occurred today, something that most of us were involved in and some of us heavily involved in, including Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com. They're going around the state of New Hampshire. They're reaching out to activists. They're getting involved in activism in various different parts of the state. And I think the tour has been very successful thus far. But today, you guys are also involved with copblock.org, which is even more of a popular website than the Liberty on Tour. Copblock with a much wider audience out there. And today was probably the most epic copblock of all time.
Ever.
Because normally when you're cop blocking, you know, you get a cop possibly, you know, coming up to harass you, and you're trying to stop them from harassing you, you know, make them go away. That would be the ideal situation. But it's nice when you can actually have a cop leave somebody else alone that they were harassing by cop blocking them. And that's what happened today. We all of us together probably saved a young man, probably about 19, 20 years old, from going to prison.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Not to mention how much, you know, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars through the court system, prison time, that taxpayers would have been, you know, charged for if it had this man done what he was planning to do to him. And that's man meaning Charles I. Newton.
So Charles I. Newton is an undercover police officer here in the state of New Hampshire, and we first became acquainted with him, so to speak, a couple months ago. At the Bob Constantine trial, and you guys and I were both there. We were there almost every single day of the trial. And on one day of this trial, they were not allowing cameras into the courtroom. They wouldn't allow any electronic devices into the courtroom because that was the day that the undercover officers were scheduled to testify. This was a drug case with a man who's been accused and ended up being convicted of a drug possession charge, not a growing charge, but he was accused of growing pot. And these undercover officers were called in to testify, which, by the way, I want to thank Bob Constantine for taking his case to trial, because if he hadn't had the courage to take his case to trial, if he'd just taken the plea bargain, then we would never have gotten to see what these undercover cops look like, because they wouldn't have had to come out. They wouldn't have had to testify. But because he took it to trial, they did have to come out and testify. And despite all of their efforts to try to prevent us from seeing who these people were, from recording these people's image, we did manage to get some of them on video to some extent. But it was Charles who we weren't really able to get any decent photos of. But he was certainly memorable in his appearance, wasn't he?
That's right. Yes, I will always remember that man's face, but we couldn't get his picture because they snuck him out a back door. They put a ski mask and a jacket over his face and sped him off in a cop car. So it wasn't for lack of effort. We really did try, but we definitely didn't forget his face. And when you came up to me and said, "Is that him?" I knew immediately. I was like, "That is him." You know, like that's Charles Newton. He is a cop.
Right, so we're walking up. It's after Mark's trial. We're going out to breakfast. This is something we typically do. Somebody's on trial. We buy them breakfast afterwards, and so we're going out to breakfast.
The sacrificial lamb gets a free meal.
And so we were going out to breakfast. We're walking up to the restaurant, and I noticed that there's these two cars in the parking lot parked driver's side window to driver's side window. And that's kind of a suspicious thing. Usually that's what cops do, but it's also kind of a drug deal possibility as well. And so I was looking at it, and I saw the guy in the one car, this black Nissan Altima, late model, and I thought, wow, that looks a lot like that cop from Bob Constantine's trial. And you were right next to me, and I said to you, "Is that the guy from Bob Constantine's trial, the undercover cop?" And you said, "Yes, it is." And that's when you called out his name.
Yeah, I said Newton. And he looked, and I was like, "Oh, that's a cop!" And I started running towards the car, and Pete takes off to the front to try to snap some pictures. And the other guy in the little red car, he just sat there with like a frozen look on his face, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. All of a sudden, there was like half a dozen activists running towards the cars, and Newton just peels out. He saw what was going on. He just took off right away, and he exited. The wheels were spinning, or the rubber was burning, and it was crazy. Then he drove back by a few minutes later, obviously going back into town, and he had a hat. He held his hat over his face that time, but
Because he's real proud of what he does.
Right. This isn't a 73 Barracuda either. To lay rubber down in a late model four-door Altima, I mean, the thing's brand new. It's, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, something like that. And to do that, you've got to be sticking your foot in it. This guy was running scared.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, out of all the scenarios that could have happened, you know, I wish we could have got a little better picture of him this time, but I'm surprised he didn't just get out and stop this. I mean, he almost had a felony charge on this young guy.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that he actually let that go with such ease to just drive off, but the kid was really thankful. I mean, we probably just saved him, like you said before, in 5 years of prison.
Yeah, it'll be at least 6 months before he gets himself in trouble again.
Well, I mean, yeah, who knows what's going to happen down the road? I mean, they may still be targeting this guy. I don't know. We don't know who the guy is.
He should leave New Hampshire.
He should certainly leave the area at the very least. But nonetheless, you guys gave him a copblock.org business card and I think the libertyontour.com card, so he has the ability to get in touch with us. And, you know, there were obviously things we could have done better, but at the very minimum, we did likely save this young man from arrest on that particular day.
I don't think you might have been able to, if you walk around with a camera stuck in your hands at all time, you might have been able to turn it on and get the footage of this, but it was amazing that you got the footage that you did.
Yeah, the footage is up, by the way, over at freekeen.com. Just put it up a couple hours before the show, and it's already stirring up controversy. People are saying that, some of the critics are saying that this officer deserves privacy, and how dare we do this to him?
Deserve privacy?
Right.
Yeah, well, privacy is what? He's in his own, he's conducting his job, he's deceiving people, he's lying to people,
and he's subsisting on stolen money on top of that.
Yeah, I think
he's in a public place. I mean, he was in a parking lot of a restaurant. You know, I see there's no reason he shouldn't be able to film him.
If he didn't have anything to hide, he probably would have stuck around. I mean,
if you can look at it, you should be able to film it.
I would like to say to those people who are commenting that obviously you've never been on the other side of that, because me being a victim of the war on drugs knows what it's like to get a stack of 190 papers where these people have been following you around and know every little inch of your life, and you just feel like so violated, even things that don't even matter to what is illegal or alleged to them. To have somebody follow you and pry into your life is very intrusive, and obviously these people who are saying that has never had that happen to them.
Hey, guys, do you want to stick around for a little more discussion, maybe talk about what's coming up with Liberty on Tour?
Sounds good, yes.
All right, more here with the guys from Liberty on Tour. Pete and Ademo are on the line with us here as we recount what happened today with a fairly dramatic incident, as a undercover police officer has been outed now officially here.
He ran away from you like you were the authority. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's the only way to describe
that's
what happened.
That's exactly how it went down.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. See the footage. It's up now at freekeen.com. There's more on the way. I'm pretty sure it's going to be reposted over at copblock.org as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in a bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing, because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing free food now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings. At offthefield.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there for free. Lots of stuff, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any prescription medications and you're getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page, or there's a telephone number. If you call in the evening, you can leave a message. They'll get back to you in the, earlier in the day. Their customer service is excellent. They third-party certify their stuff so that you can realize, so that you know that what you're ordering is what you're getting, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether it's your depression medications or whether it's birth control pills or heart meds or whatever it is that you have to take. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
The video's up. If you want to see the undercover cop that we busted today, we outed him while he was trying to do a deal, and some people were suggesting that, well, no, he might have just been there buying drugs for his own personal self. No. There was a sheriff's cruiser nearby, lurking down one of the nearby streets, that after he screeches his tires as he peels out to get out of the parking lot to try to get away from our video cameras and still cameras, this other sheriff comes out and goes the same direction. Then a few minutes later, they both come back the other direction, and the sheriff's right behind this guy. So this was an operation where they wanted to have this young man, 19 or 20 years old, sell them something allegedly, allegedly sell them something illegal. And then it would have likely been the case that the undercover would have driven away. The sheriff then would have pulled that individual over, and the sheriff would have made the bust.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's likely how that would have gone down. Pete and Ademo are here with us from LibertyOnTour.com, copblock.org. Hey, guys, have you gotten this up over at Copblock yet?
It is up there on CopBlock. I reposted yours from freeking.com.
Excellent. CopBlock.org, great resource for people that want to keep up on some of the police abuse. A lot of it's hard to cover it all, but some of the police abuse stories from across the country. And you guys were out today, JJ, Mark, and myself, a number of other activists were out. We were getting ready to have some breakfast when we saw this going down in the parking lot, and you and I recognized this undercover cop and essentially called him out. He takes off, and we pretty much ruined his day because he was getting ready to make – that bus was about to go down when we talked to the young man in the car who we rescued from going to a prison cell today.
Right. This wasn't marijuana. This was Oxycontin, right?
Well, I wasn't going to say what it was. It's allegedly – I'm not going to out this guy anyway. So he
– not only did we ruin the cop's day, but, I mean, we could have very well ruined his career. Who knows what his superiors will do now if he's got to move. I mean – you have that video up now, which is great. You took that still from it, and you know he's a target of man. Not to mention this individual who was in the car, who almost made the biggest mistake of his life, is going to go call his friends. You know, probably talk to the friend who introduced him to that individual, and there's probably going to be repercussions on that aspect. I don't mean violence; I just mean for the officer's aspect. He's not going to be able to work in that same circle area again.
Right, yeah, he's lost his cover completely. And the only thing that could have been better is if I had zoomed the damn camera in and had the presence of mind to do that, and which is one of the reasons why it's so important to have multiple people around, multiple activists with cameras, multiple cameras, because odds are good. Like we had John Kurtz on last night from Orlando talking about the folks getting arrested for feeding the homeless. His camera failed at the moment he needed it most, but luckily someone else was there with another camera, so having that multiple camera setup is critical, especially in an intense situation like we encountered today. But when we talked to the young man in the car and kind of get a little more information from him, he had told us that this cop, this Charles Newton, Charles I. Newton from New Hampshire, had given him $20. So the deal was allegedly about to go down. Like we were moments away from this guy completing a deal and being pulled over on his way out of that parking lot. We intervened at precisely the the right time. So actually, the guy in the car, the red car, ended up $20 richer from the whole
funny
the whole situation.
Don't worry, the taxpayers pay for it.
Say what?
And a lot more free for not being in a cage. But yeah. Let me add one more thing that you said about CopBlock.org, and it's a great site for police abuse and other things, but it's also a great site for individuals to share their stories. It's decentralized. Mm-hmm. You can come there, submit a story, write your own, tell us how you want to deal with police and everything like that. So if anyone's out there, and there's a lot of you, we know it, got a police story, just go to copblock.org/contact. Let us know what's going on.
All right, so you guys are doing Liberty on Tour. This is the Free State Friendship Tour. You've been around the country as Liberty on Tour, visiting Liberty activists from around the country and doing different things. But now you're focusing in on New Hampshire. You've already gone to Grafton. You took a special trip down to Greenfield, Massachusetts, where those bureaucrats down there have been aggressing against you. You're spending a week in Manchester this week. And what's coming up for you guys this week in Manchester? What are some people that if they're going to visit your site at libertyontour.com, what are they going to see you guys up to?
Well, Damo put up a text post a couple days ago on libertyontour.com that gives an overview of our activities in Manchester. Check it out. And if you're in the area and want to join us, please do. Tomorrow we're going to do some outreach at the court, Feedra, Don't Take the Plea. We're going to go out and actually do a cop-blocking patrol. We made a press release, sent it to the Manchester PD, sent it to media in the area, and essentially Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, is going to act as like a transport vehicle for activists who have cameras.
The command center.
Exactly. We have two people so far volunteered to drive their own vehicles and have cameras in there, and so... essentially, we're going to roll around, have the stream the scanner through the internet, the Manchester scanner, and just whenever we hear a call go down, try to be on scene and watch the watchmen.
Right, yes. I thought we'd watch the watchmen. I'm really hoping that with such a good setup, we have a really good plan, and of course, we don't want to give it all out, but Pete gave a good overview. But I think by the end of the night, because we're going to do this from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., by the end of the night, I'm convinced that Manchester PD will stop pulling people over for the usual victimless offenses, traffic stops that they do, or like they did with Mark, what she was in court for today, and just go to calls that are sent into the police station. They will just respond to people who called to them, which will hopefully be the case. Hopefully we don't have a problem with them filming, but we have a lot of plans and a lot of good folks that are going to come out and join us, and I think it's going to be a great video from like four different angles, three different vehicles. I mean, we got it all covered.
Fantastic. It sounds exciting. And, of course, Manchester is a huge destination for people that love freedom. They're coming here. A lot of them end up in Manchester. It's inevitable. I mean, it's the biggest city in New Hampshire, and there's a good group of activists out there, and you guys are going to help kind of, I think, take them up to the next level, get some balls rolling that maybe they haven't actually started yet. Like you mentioned the Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach. I don't know if they've done that yet out in Manchester. We did it today. Actually, I did it today at the little district court in Newport, handed out some Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers, which are kind of put together by the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund and FreeKeen.com to inform people that it's not a good idea to take the plea deal, because if you don't take the plea deal, that means the state has to prove its case. And in the case of these undercover cops, it means they've got to get those guys into a courtroom to sit in front of their accuser, or excuse me, to sit in front of the accused and be subject to questioning. And this is the reason why we were able to save this young man today in that parking lot from going into a cage, because we were able to recognize the undercover because Bob had not taken the plea deal. I mean, the chain of events here,
it changes everything. Taking it to court changes everything.
Anything else you guys want to share with us tonight from LibertyOnTour.com, CopBlock.org?
No, we look forward to the rest of this tour. Like we said, we're in Manchester this week, and then we'll be out in the Seacoast. If anyone wants to connect, we have some leads going on out there. Then we'll be back in Keene for a week, and we're calling our home base, so we're really excited about that stop. And then Porkfest, so, you know, a lot of awesome folks along the way.
It's going to be a busy month for you guys, and, well, hopefully we... Hopefully you won't run into Charles Newton in any sort of a negative fashion. I'm sure he is having a tough day today with his face being plastered all over FreeKeen.com and many people seeing it over at CopBlock.org as well. The video's up if you want to see us rescue a young man from going into a cage for years probably this morning. Hey, thanks for taking the time out as always, guys.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yep, LibertyOnTour.com. That's Pete Nademo, and I'm sure we'll hear from him again here in the near future. We'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick. Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You hear them tires screech.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was in a hurry to get out of there. 1-800-259-9231. It's amazing what just a few activists can do with a video camera to really change the odds in this situation that we're in, where we have these people calling themselves the police that are aggressing against peaceful people on a regular basis. They're putting people in cages. You know, if this undercover cop, Charles Newton from New Hampshire, if he, and by the way, the video's up at freekeen.com, if this undercover cop were actually doing something honorable as an undercover, like, oh, I don't know, somehow using his undercover skills to bring down a rapist or
right,
something.
But there
like
could
that.
Be, I don't know, a gang of evil people that, like, rape, kill, and destroy things. Usually gangs deal
with
drugs.
I don't think he's going to deal with the military.
Hey, you're the veteran.
That's why I can say it.
You were saying, Bill? Mark, were you...
I was just saying that it's possible that there would certainly be a gang of people out there that harm folks. And if he was to infiltrate that gang, I would have no problem with that. Usually what gangs are doing is, in fact, filling niches that people want that are...
Products and services.
Yeah, that are in the black market. Products and services like prostitution.
Gambling.
Gambling and drugs.
Guns.
You know, I understand the human slavery aspect of prostitution, yeah, but that's a result of the black market.
Sure is.
Far less than it's a result of freedom.
Well, it just
more than
it. It definitely seems like he is part of this predatory gang of individuals who go out and seek to cause conflict, harm, and basically a really terrible life on people who basically do what they find objectionable, or at least what they're told to find objectionable. So it's definitely like
the predators.
You shouldn't have sympathy on him at all. He's not like a lost child task force person. He's not a victim of burglary task force. He's not domestic abuse task. No, he's a drug task force person. His whole job is to find people doing plant substances and illegally doing some sort of narcotic substance, and then bust them and put them in a cage because, well, society at large has an issue with this sort of behavior.
And he's the worst, too. He's the worst of all the police because his type, the undercover, because they use deception. I mean, it's bad enough to have the average cop pull somebody over who's peaceful or stop somebody on the street and frisk them and harass them and put them in a cage. But at least you know who you're dealing with in that case. With these guys, they build relationships. They act in a certain manner in order to gain your trust.
And then they leverage what one person that they would call a criminal, let them off in order to get another person that they call a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's likely that they busted one of this guy's guy's clients, and then he rolled on his dealer.
Who knows if it was a client? Could very well have been this guy's dealer.
Doesn't usually go that way.
You never know, though. The thing is sometimes you'll get... They don't know with whom they're dealing. When they bust somebody and then they ask them to roll on someone, they don't know necessarily with whom they're dealing.
That's true. They don't know if they're being told the truth.
Yeah, so they're just asking, oh, well, you know...
Give us a name. Give us a name.
Anything. Give us something. And so they're just as likely to roll on somebody down the line as they are roll on somebody up the line or somebody who's their quote-unquote peer.
And also, who's to say he didn't spend a lot of time investigating this lead, this person? You know, who's to say he didn't... All that investment he put into the relationship with this person, how many times did he have to meet with him? How many people did he have to go through? How many months of work did this take? And then all of it's gone just because...
In an instant.
Someone had the courage to say, hey, that guy's a police officer. Maybe you should think twice before dealing with him. And, you know, whatever you said in that video there. It's like that little bit of action obviously saved this person a lot of heartache and life ache. And also, you know, the situation with this officer, you know, and his cover being blown to an extent, I think will save a lot of people down the line. I think as far as the drug war is concerned, if you want to put it in that contextual term of war, the attrition that the state has suffered is pretty good right here. And I think there'll be less victims, at least in the short term.
Toll-free number for your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Was it wrong to out this cop publicly as a narcotics officer, as an undercover agent? Some people seem to believe, and the way they kind of reach to make a point on this is really just, it just shows desperation. One of the people that objected to the article over at freekeen.com, the video outing this cop, is essentially saying that, well, you know, what if this guy was going to bust a vicious criminal? What if this drug dealer was a killer, and now he's going to go and kill somebody because you didn't let him get busted?
If he was going to bust a killer, why would he be, trying to make a drug deal with him? I mean, if you've got yourself a killer, train your gun on the killer's head and put him on the ground.
Well, no, the idea wasn't that he wasn't a wanted killer, but that he could have gone and killed somebody that night because he's a drug dealer.
Well, I think that cop could have gone and killed someone that night, too.
My God, anybody could go and kill somebody tonight. I mean, that's an argument to incarcerate
the nation.
Yeah, but
who's it more likely? Isn't it more likely that the cop would kill somebody just because he's always got a gun, he's always interacting in these conflicts?
It's more likely that a civilian will kill somebody than a cop. There are more civilians than there are cops.
But as far as drug dealers go, yeah, sure, there's the chance that a drug dealer may be a violent person who may be inclined to protect territory with violence. That's certainly a possibility because that's something that happens with the black market.
But I think it's more likely that if you see a cop versus a civilian, that is more likely the cop will kill someone than a civilian will kill someone, I guess from a statistical standpoint. I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah.
But my point here is that when it comes to the war on drugs, talk to any cop. Go ahead. Talk to any cop about the busts that they make on drug dealers and ask them, you know, what it's like. How violent and dangerous are most of these people? How dangerous is the average nickel bag dealer who's slinging a little bit of pot or a few pills out of the window of his car? You know, how violent and dangerous are these people when they go down? Are they regularly killing their clients and or their competitors? No. I mean, most of these guys are keeping their head down. They just want to make a little bit of money. Most of them, I mean, the guy didn't look too... He didn't look too healthy. Let's just say that. Most of them are supporting their own habit with the sales of the same drugs that they take.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Usually that's what goes on.
Usually it's the, you know, they get the prescription for whatever they're doing, and they need to make ends meet. Like the case of painkiller drugs, okay? Someone got hurt at work, or maybe they screwed off, maybe they made a mistake. But anyway, they got some pain, they can't really work, so they're getting these drugs. They're selling some pills to buy food or maybe buy diapers for their kid or whatever it is. And they're still dealing with their pain and getting along with their life. And all of a sudden, you know, the intervention from the predatory gang known as the state or the police or the task force, whatever you want to call, you know, they're constantly interjecting themselves into people's lives and creating conflicts, escalating situations.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I go back to saying that it's more likely that a police officer would kill people because they're simply always escalating a situation. A police officer comes onto a scene, and instantly he's got his hand on his gun. Next, you know, that's not a peaceful situation anymore.
Nope.
And when you constantly put yourself into a position where you're escalating a situation from a conversation to hand on a gun, now there's a threat of violence there. You know, I understand, you understand what I'm saying, Mark, but I just want to make that point that these people are the kind of people that will poke you in the eye.
Many of them are. I mean, there are some cops who are pretty good at de-escalating a situation. I'm not going to put them all in that same category.
We also talked about Lance earlier this hour, and you know, he is definitely one on the other side of
de-escalator, yeah.
Yeah, taking it down a notch, and just, you know, he also let Bo put his camera on.
That's right. Damo was also recording with his camera in the courtroom. So the courtroom that was originally only supposed to have one camera, I had already put in a motion for a second camera because I couldn't share the footage with the guy from France. Usually that's the rule, is you have to share footage if there's multiple cameras that want to get in there. And then Damo and Bo were just filming with their cameras too, and nobody said a word.
I actually, you're talking about cops being on both sides of this. So we were talking about Lance today, the chief bailiff or whatever his terminology
head security. He's a head of security.
Head of security for several courts. Yeah. And he was telling me a story about the dealing in family court where this 4-year-old child was in bad way and the things that he did along the way. He didn't insert them in a. He was humble about the way he spoke of them. But from my side, I'm like, wow, what a great guy. He did so many things for this kid up to the point where he was prepared to take him home. They did find some other situation for the child, but he was prepared to take this kid home and give him a place to live because his parents were just that bad. And that shows you the kind of guys that can get into these types of jobs.
Sure enough.
But there are kinds that just love the adrenaline, that love to deceive people, that love to mess around in other people's business, whip out a gun, and put them on the ground.
Yeah, and they deserve whatever comes to them as far as I'm concerned. I don't believe in violence as a solution to the police. I think that's what they do. They use violence in their daily business, but I don't support violence as a solution.
Well, I'm sure this Newton fellow, this undercover cop, would have much preferred you guys pull guns on him than to pull these cameras on him.
Oh, sure.
Because then he would have been able to do something to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been able to get out and start blasting. 1-800-259-9231, but our method is of peace, and our camera is our weapon.
Yep.
And you can see how it makes them run away. 1-800-259-9231. It wasn't the first time the cops have run from us, by the way.
That's a cop!
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.